Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. In studio with us right now, actor-comedian Sean Wayans. Sean is appearing at the Chicago Improv November 24th through 26th, but he came in early because Wendy just named him the sexiest Wayans alive.
I came to get my credit.
Yep.
You'll get it. You know, it's weird. We were just talking off the air. We are definitely getting older. I know you don't want to think about that, but In Living Color, a
it
scary
wasn't
movie.
Yesterday.
No, but look, Cyndi Lauper is doing a commercial for psoriasis now for medication.
Oh,
you
man.
Got Sheryl Crow, who's the ARP cover girl.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that type of work. I think I still have enough spring in me to keep the movie thing going
so
for a while.
So if Porcelana came to you, Sean, and said, we
man,
want to put together a campaign.
I ain't trying to do that.
No?
Man.
All
no.
Right.
Nike, I ain't trying to do Ben Gay. I ain't trying to do none of that stuff that look like I sit around stinking all day and I can't move. Mothballs. I ain't doing none of that.
That would be awful. All right, do me a favor. We were trying to figure out the family tree, because your family, more than anyone else in show business right now, has a lot of members in the world of show business.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And I only know the 10. I know me, Marlon,
yeah.
Kim,
yeah.
Damon,
yeah.
Keenan,
yeah.
Devon, Avara, Nadia, Deidre.
You're missing one for sure.
And Damon.
Damon Jr.
And that's 10. Okay, so that's 10.
That's 10.
Oh, no, my older brother, Dwayne, that's 10.
Okay.
Then I don't know. I know my nephews, so I know Damon Jr., Craig, Damien, Shantae, Little Dwayne, Kevin, Corey, Mavi, Amai, Sean.
Wow.
Layla, Ilea, Marlon.
Even the Osmonds on their best day could not come close to this number. You know that.
It's crazy. I don't know the number, but I can name who.
And these are all in show business.
No. These are just people in the family. No. Now, my kids are heading in that direction. Marlon's daughter, I think, is going to do something in that direction. Keenan's daughter is already modeling. Yeah, so we got a couple people.
Where'd you all grow up, and what was in the water?
We grew up in New York City.
So talented.
It was brown, and that's what was in the water. We didn't want to continue drinking brown water for the rest of our life, so we decided to do something. What do we have in our back pocket? Oh, we can make people laugh. Well, let's do that.
Of the family members that are not in show business, what's the most peculiar occupation?
We don't have any like weird occupations.
No?
Everybody does something kind of just normal. You know, my sisters, you know, they cater food. One works for that airline. Yeah, they just have regular kids.
Yeah.
One, my sister was a paralegal. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yep. That's good news.
Yeah, good news. Just in case we get into some lawsuits.
Got to have one on your side.
Type 400 words a minute.
Does the whole family get together for big holidays?
Well, Thanksgiving, yeah, it's the big one that we all get together for. So everybody's going to be at my house messing it up this year.
That'll be fun.
Yep.
Is that your favorite holiday? Because it's mine, because there's no presents involved. It just revolves around the family getting together, and we play bingo.
Yeah. I mean, I don't play bingo, but I get what you're saying. It is very, there's something soothing about Thanksgiving. And, you know, all of the stress, there's still stress in trying to put the meal together and who's going to bring what. But I think Thanksgiving you got down packed. Christmas is always like it's you never know what's going to happen.
Chaos.
You know, it's chaos and you're dealing with so many different things, from traffic to the store being out of what the gift that you got to get on the list. It's just much more stressful.
Talk about you named.
But I love Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who doesn't?
You named your son Marlon after your brother, Marlon,
yes.
Obviously. What was the thought process there?
That
was
a
nice tribute.
I just was out of names. I figured, I might as well name him Marlon. Now I'm only kidding. It was something that we promised when we were kids. We made a bet. Me and Marlon watched a movie that my brother Keenan and Robert Townsend did back in the day called The Five Heartbeats.
Yeah.
And they had a beat in there where one of the guys named his son after the other guy, and that kind of made us cry, and we looked at each other and was like, you know, one day we gonna do that when we get older. And so that's what
was there
did.
Pressure on him then to reciprocate and name his son after you?
Well, the thing is, I had to do it because I had a girl first, and then he had a boy. And so he named his boy Sean, and now I had to get to work in the bedroom so I could make him Marlon. had to swole up.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a beautiful sentiment.
All right. Any special Thanksgiving traditions you're going to have? Like, do you have green bean casserole? What's always on your table? I know turkey. Oh,
there's always turkey. There's always stuffing. There's always macaroni and cheese. There's always collard greens. There's always a ham. There's always...
You're double meating it.
Yeah. We like to kind of mix it up a little. That's the only time we don't really eat. Like this all during the year, we eat really clean. So this is the day that we get what we call the itis. and we just, you know, we let it fly with lots of pies and, you know, cookies and all the good stuff. We don't really eat it all, but we nibble.
Yeah.
And so, it's nice to see the spread, even though you don't eat everything.
You just sit there and enjoy it, take pictures of it and smell it, because then you won't smell it again till next year.
That's true.
But yeah, we just lay back and we laugh and watch the kids play and tell stories and just, you know, kind of just unplug.
Do you prefer stand-up where it's just you as opposed to a movie where you've got other actors, other comedians to...
I mean, I love it all. And there's two different muscles you're working, but I love them all. Stand-up is great. It's like a high... it's a high. You know, you're up there. You're the writer, the director, performer, producer. You do everything. And, you know, you sink or swim based on your own talent, what you came up with. And it's just something gratifying about that.
Yeah.
Then with a movie or a TV show, you feel like you're part of a big ship that you're trying to sail across the rough waters with. And you guys start out not really knowing each other and you become this big family by the end. And, you know, you're really happy that you made it through.
Sure.
Unless your show get canceled, then you was on the Titanic and you end up sinking.
No one wants that.
Right. Exactly.
Sean Wayans is performing at the Improv, not this weekend, but next weekend. That's November 24th through the 26th. He's in a little early. All the information can be found at chicago.improv.com. We'll come back and talk more. Yes? Yeah.
Okay, good. Finish.
Go
to your commercials.
Come back and chat.
Yeah, all right, all right. Sell your Boniva or whatever the old people's stuff is. They got to push.
Back after this, Phil and Wendy with Sean Wayans on WGN.
That's real stuff.
Right? That is real stuff.
The gut is important.
Oh, God, yeah.
Controls everything.
Yeah, that's where you get sick first, is in your gut.
Yep.
Amen.
Wendy knows.
Keep that right. Get those probiotics, man.
You just heard it from Sean Wayans, comedian, spokesperson for probiotics. Sean Wayans, who is in town early.
You do take it every day?
I do take probiotics.
Doctors tell you to do it.
Yeah,
I do. And you can see the difference in how you feel and you know, your immune system and everything. So
you're getting younger before our eyes.
Hey, look at that.
I don't know how you do it,
I'm
but you are.
I'm in a stroller right now.
Here's a text from 847. It says, please ask Sean if he and his brothers would consider ever bringing back In Living Color. Is there ever a possibility of a reunion at least?
You know, we talk about it.
Yeah.
And then it never happens.
Oh.
But you never know. I'll never say never, but it's not an easy thing to put together.
How old were you when you did the show?
I was 19.
19. Jeez. Were you ready for it at 19?
I was ready. I mean, I ended up doing okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was always a listener. You know, I was always the kid that listened to my elders, you know, my mom and my dad and my brothers, especially Keenan and Damon had a big, you know, influence on me.
Sure.
And so, you know, they guided me. They, you know, the stuff they told me to look out for and watch it. And, you know, they knew I was a young guy getting into the business and they told me all the traps and, you know, I listened to what they told me.
Were they right about the traps?
Oh, me, don't play that.
Oh, yeah, they were right. They was 100% right. And, you know, I navigated myself through all the waters pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing okay for yourself.
Not bad.
You have a new project?
Not bad. Yeah, I have a kids cartoon that I created called The Boo Crew. And, you know, I grew up on Charlie Brown and Fat Albert, and those shows taught me a lot of valuable life lessons as a young boy growing up in New York. And, you know, I wanted to create something for this generation. So I created a show called The Boo Crew, and it's a series of specials. It's kind of like Charlie Brown meets Fat Albert with a hip hop twist.
Yeah.
It's about nine different kids growing up in Boo York City. All different nationalities playing together, black kids, white kids, Asian kids, Latino kids, all hanging out together and growing up and going through the trials and tribulations of life. And we teach the kids life lessons through humor and music. And if you go to our YouTube page and type in The Boo Crew TV, you can watch our first special called Sneaker Madness. And we're uploading the second special called A Boo Crew Christmas on next week during Thanksgiving. And I'm working on the third special called Don't Judge a Boo, which will be ready probably in another 5 months.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
I'm glad people of all races and creeds and colors can come together with the buku, because it seems like it's not happening in the country anymore.
Well, it starts with the art, and maybe our life will imitate art. So you know, that's how I grew up, by the way. I'm pulling from my own childhood experience. I grew up with everybody in New York City. Mm-hmm. It was a melting pot, and I hung out with my best friend was Indian. He's from Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hung out with, you know, white kids, black kids, Asian kids, and you see that in our work. Is very inclusive of everybody.
Of course.
Oh,
of
by the way, before I forget, you can follow the Boo Crew at The Boo Crew Official on my Instagram.
The Boo Crew Official.
Yes.
That's how you get it. Go back to The Cosby Show for just a little bit. Fat uh-huh. Albert and the Cosby Kids. Uh-huh. I never missed an episode. I loved it.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Hey, but maybe. Wabba.
I used to be able to do them all. Dumb Donald. I could do Dumb Donald.
I could do mush mouth. Hey, but maybe.
Now, you can't do there was one member of the
Weird
crew.
Harold.
Well, Weird Harold was the best.
Yeah.
The tall Weird Harold. And Rudy, who dressed very flashily. But everyone forgets about Bucky. I don't know why, but they never.
Because Bucky never said nothing, but he kind of. Bucky kind of had a high voice like that, and him and Russell kind of had the same voice. Yeah. Him and Russell was the same voice because it was all Bill.
Yeah.
He did all the voices?
He did
most of them,
he
right?
He did Fat Albert, Bucky.
Bill.
I don't know who did Dumb Donald, but it sounded like it could have been him.
Now, be honest, isn't it harder with what Mr. Cosby has been through? It's kind of hard to go back and enjoy those, isn't it?
Well, it definitely takes on a different thing with that, you know, with what's happening.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a kid, you have what you've experienced as a kid locked in your heart somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's what you kind of hold on to.
I collect action figures, and I have Bill Cosby and the Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids action figures. And for 6 months, I put them at the back of the case because I felt guilty looking at them and enjoying them.
But that was before, you know, anything happened, and you loved them purely back then.
Yeah.
I know.
It just doesn't...
It's crazy. It's just the way how time goes and things happen and the world changes and all that type of stuff.
Hey, but you got to
what
meet
you
him,
won't...
Sean? Who? Did you ever meet Bill
no,
Cosby?
No, I never met
him. You never got to meet him?
No. Not at all.
Wendy and I
had a great episode
Did
with
you?
Him. He was at the Chicago Theater. We had him on the show. We got to meet him backstage. And it was honestly one of the most important nights of my life. I can't speak for you, Wendy, but getting to meet him was so incredible. And then 5 or 6 months later, it all unraveled.
Yeah.
But can I say it was a little peculiar because my husband couldn't come. It was our anniversary, so I brought Dylan was probably 12 at the time. And we went to meet Bill Cosby, and Bill's like, "Where's Dylan's daddy?" And I got all nervous, and I'm like, his daddy is my husband, and it's our anniversary, but he couldn't come. He's work. And then he said, "Well, maybe Dylan can go play with some toys so you and your husband can have a good anniversary." So on the way home, Dylan says to me, "Are you and Dad going to do it? Because Bill Cosby told you to."
Hilarious.
I'm like, isn't that kind of weird?
That is kind of weird. I was going to say, I thought he told you to have a drink.
Oh, no. It was weird, but not that weird.
Yeah.
There was a line.
"Where's your husband? Have a drink, girl." Nah, now go home and do it. And make sure you watch your Fat Albert when you got the TV on.
And what did his sweatshirt say? "Have a good day" or something?
Oh, have a good time. Have a good time.
Yeah.
It was something about friend.
But you
hello
start
friend.
Looking
oh,
at
hello
stuff.
Friend.
Yeah. You start looking at stuff, you know, whenever there's some kind of scandal happens, you just start looking at everything differently.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
It's just something we do as human beings. It's just... entertainment for us. You
Did
know?
You get to meet any, like, I know you grew up having all kinds of idols in show business. Have you gotten to meet any of them or work with any of them?
I've gotten to meet, you know, Eddie Murphy's one of my, you know, comedic heroes.
Yeah.
And I've had the pleasure of meeting him when I was a really young kid. Him and Keenan are friends. So he came to the house to pick Keenan up a few times, and I got to talk to him and hang out. He was always, like, great to us. And he let I went to go see Eddie Murphy Raw. I was backstage with them, slap boxing, matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, and his security I came too close to the money that was about to be made.
Don't harm
and,
the merchandise.
They pulled me aside. Like, "All right, Junior, sit your behind down."
Wow. Enough
play time is over.
But I'm so glad.
You bought that on yourself. They used one of Eddie's lines out of his stand-up. You bought that on yourself.
But wouldn't it have crushed you if he wasn't nice to you? It would have destroyed you, right?
It would have crushed me, but he's like the one of the greatest.
Yeah.
And your brothers, it's like your whole family takes care of each other. Didn't you guys fight at all? It seems like you all get along and respect one another.
We do get along. We all do respect one another. And that's not by accident. My mother and dad would not. They had zero tolerance for anything else. So that was a big thing.
No funny business.
If we fought, one of my mom's punishments was she would make us kiss in the mouth.
Oh, really?
That was her punishment. So nobody wanted that to happen. So we all would let go of whatever fight was happening and it's move on.
You know what? The judicial system should adopt that. The courts should do that. If you do something wrong,
I'm
going to
adopt that at home with two teenage boys.
You won't have any fights.
No, fighting is done.
Yep.
Sean Wayans, everybody, is going to be appearing at the Chicago Improv November 24th through the 26th. You can get tickets at chicago.improv.com. And don't forget to watch The Boo Crew. It's there on YouTube. The first episode is available now, but more are coming down the pipe.
Yeah, Christmas. The Christmas one will be up, and I'm working on the third one, Boo Crew TV.
Great to see you.
Thank you, man. Good to see you.
Thanks for stopping by. Have a good stay here.
Okay. Happy holidays.
And to you. A quick break, some news, and then more show. It's Bill, and it's Wendy on WGN.